I'm Jay Paul for Palmer 96 Sports. Lake Mills baseball shrugged off the implosion from Tuesday night in Northwood and shut out the visiting Bison of North Iowa 6-0 Wednesday night at home on Power 96 Sports. Jackson Rice threw the complete game three-hit shutout with three strikeouts in his first start of the season for the Dogs. A game winner was a suicide squeeze bunt single by Jack Raymaker in the second, scoring Caleb Bacon with the first run of the game. The Dogs are in Forest City Friday in a tilt for first place in the top of Iowa Conference West. The Dogs and Indians both 5-0 in the West. Northwood Kensett lost 14-4 in 5.5 innings in St. Ansgar Wednesday night. The Saints scored 7 times in the fifth. The Vikings now 4-2 in the top of Iowa East, 6-2 overall. And the Vikes are at home tonight against 3-4 Osage at 7:30 right here on Power 96 Sports. After the Minnesota Department of Health approved the start of hockey activity, the Austin City Council reversed their initial ruling and gave the green light to install ice in Riverside Arena for the summer. It's a huge relief for the Austin Bruins, who plan on hosting 3 camps this July. They're an opportunity to evaluate talent, but also help players from all over the country improve their games. Bruins co-owner Mike Cooper said, "One of the main reasons we have these camps here in town is because of the revenue it generates for Austin, especially in a small town. Anytime you have the opportunity to bring outside dollars into your community and help support the local businesses that really support us and really make it so that we can have a team." Cooper says they've already started the process of installing the ice. The NFL has shortened its 2020 preseason to 2 games instead of 4. The league essentially canceled weeks 1 and 4 of its original preseason schedule. Most players will still report to training camp on July 28th, but the first preseason games won't be played until August 20th through the 24th. Some reshuffling of the original preseason schedule for weeks 2 and 3 are underway, as each team will play 1 home game and 1 on the road. There's a chance the league will ask players and team personnel to quarantine at home for 2 weeks before leaving for camp. The National Hockey League is resuming its season in Toronto and Edmonton later this summer. Nothing is final until players vote on the return-to-play proposal, which should happen late this week. The NHL and NHLPA are also in discussions on an extension to the collective bargaining agreement, which has delayed any announcements. The NHL has already committed to testing all players and staffers daily for the coronavirus when games resume. NHL players are allowed to participate in voluntary small group sessions at team facilities. Mandatory training camps are scheduled to begin July 10th. The NHL will then resume with a 24-team tournament, including the Minnesota Wild, to award a Stanley Cup winner in the 2020 season. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information about the shopping show, and more can be found on our website, kqprfm.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.